This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. House Appropriations Committee increases DOE weapons budget, cuts cleanup, non-proliferation, and energy efficiency programs. Nuclear weapons received an almost 3% increase over this year's DOE budget from a U.S. House Appropriations Subcommittee this week, a more than 1% increase for nuclear energy programs, and $160 million for loan guarantees for new nuclear power plants accompanied the $195 million boost. The increases were at the expense of about a $470 million cut, or more than 8%, to the proposed fiscal year 2012 cleanup budget. Compared with the current budget, other cuts included an 8% decrease, or nearly $217 million, to non-proliferation of nuclear weapons programs, about a 10% cut, or $48 million, for cleanup of uranium enrichment plants, and a more than 27% decline, or $490 million, to energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. The subcommittee action begins the congressional process to debate, amend, and rewrite the president's proposed 2012 budget for DOE. The fiscal year begins October 1, 2011. Despite the recent ratification of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty by the Russian Duma and the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House committee members gave more taxpayer dollars to nuclear weapons and nuclear power and less to cleanup of DOE sites and renewable energy and energy efficiency. The new treaty requires the reduction in the number of deployed strategic nuclear warheads for each country to below 1,550 by 2018, though the Russians have already reduced to that level. Less funding will impact the ability of LANL to meet its cleanup commitments under the March 2005 consent order with the New Mexico Environment Department. The consent order requires the investigation of certain large dumps at LANL and the opportunity for public participation in the cleanup decisions. Budget cuts could limit the cleanup options for large sites such as Area G, a 63-acre dump that has been in operation since 1963 for the disposal of radioactive, toxic, and hazardous waste in unlined pits, trenches, and shafts dug into the volcanic tuff. Evidence of pollution leaking from the dumps has been found in groundwater below Area G. Now is the time for New Mexicans to get involved in the budget process. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, increasing funding for nuclear weapons will create more waste and reduce needed dollars for cleanup. Increasing funding for nuclear energy and fossil fuels and cutting money for energy efficiency and renewable energy also are the wrong priorities, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to download other updates from our archive, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.